New York's Nash FM 94.7 cares about our community. We're talking about issues that matter to you and your family. This is Nash Matters with Tiffany Marie.
We're back with Jamie Dice, the Executive Director of Pajama Program, and Genevieve Paturo, who is the founder of Pajama Program. Now, Jamie, can you just let our listeners know a little bit more about your volunteers?
Sure. Well, we are so fortunate to have collaborated with our amazing volunteer chapter presidents since the very beginning. I believe, in fact, Jen, you could probably tell a little bit about this, but when Genevieve appeared on Oprah a number of years ago, the phones started ringing off the hook.
I can imagine you were on Oprah.
Yeah. That's great. Oh, yeah. And so our chapter presidents found us, and they are just the most amazing group of individuals with the biggest hearts you could possibly imagine. They're really the heart and soul. They are a number of women and one man, actually, in Orlando. That's right. But they are doing the hard work. They're the boots on the ground in their local communities. So if you're not near a reading center in New York City, and if you're not near the reading center in Atlanta, we do have our chapter presidents across the country, and they work with our thousands of community partners. So as a matter of fact, we have in New Jersey, we have one chapter president there who does have a site where, a center where children do come in and they do share stories and receive pajamas. But apart from that, if you are also a good-hearted soul in your area and you're looking to find a way to give back and help make sure that a good night for a good day is in the hands of children where you live, we'd love to hear from you. Please visit pajamaprogram.org. There's a tab there for chapter presidents, and you can find out more about what it takes. But these are just incredible individuals who help us with the collection and delivery of pajamas, new pajamas, and new books to children in their local areas.
And we do say new, as Jamie said, new pajamas and new books, because these children never get anything new. You know, it's rare. When I started out, I would give out new pajamas because the doctors told me for, you know, obvious health and hygiene. But the books, when I started, were like new, and the look on a little child's face where they opened and saw another name, another child who wrote their name in the book, it just wasn't the same as, you know, the his little friend who got a brand new book. And the difference was so obvious. And I just realized in that moment that they should have a new book. There's no reason why we can't give this child a new book and new pajamas.
And I like that it's proof that someone's actually thinking of them.
Yes. Yeah. It was just for them. Same thing with the pajamas. And it's just in the reading centers, everything is personal. Their names are on the pajamas. The name gets put in their book. And it is just for them. So they know, even invisible attention, they know when those books and pajamas are given to them that they come from somebody who cares.
In fact, the idea around choice, that for so many of the children, in fact, for all of the children we serve, really, their choices in life are a bit limited, and things are often happening to them or around them. And by simply giving a child a choice, even if to the rest of us, you know, being able to pick out your own book, that is huge for a child who might just be handed a book or told this is all you get today. Or, you know, so for us, we see their eyes light up. You know, we tell them, here's a sticker with your name on it. Not only do they get to choose their own book in our reading centers, but they're told that they can put their sticker wherever they want. And I mean, that is even a process. You see how well they react to that. So it's really important to us. In fact, it's part of our Goodnight Bill of Rights. You can read more about that on our website
as well. Yeah, that's a great document that we have up on the website.
Yeah, we believe that every child has the right to a good night for a good day. And, you know, no matter what a child's race, ethnicity, origin, anything, any of these labels that children are not aware of what the rest of the world, where they're being pigeonholed as they get older. But kids are just kids. They just want to be like every other kid. They want to have fun. They want to go to school and have their biggest concern be, oh, you know, Susie didn't sit next to me at lunch today. And that, for us as adults, I think it's incumbent on us to make sure that children get to have their childhoods. And so for us at Pajama Program, we work really hard to make sure that our Goodnight Bill of Rights is accepted, and the rest of our community understands what it's all about. And it's about the kids first and foremost.
That kids goes up to 18 years old.
Yeah.
So it's the little ones that, you know, we all think of first, maybe when you're thinking of a child who needs something, but we take care of them all the way through 18, and we don't want to forget about the teens.
I love that. And I also love that every child has the right to feel valued, because a lot of people think at their situation, they're not valued.
Exactly.
And that's not true.
It's not. And it's really, it's an interesting time, as we all know, right now in the country. And I think for all of us to be able to feel a human connection, regardless of what your politics or your religious, any of
right.
that, you just set it aside, because at the end of the day, we are all human. We all want to feel human. We all want to be seen for who we are. And that's really why we invite people into our reading centers, whether you're a child and we've invited you to come in and participate in our programs, or you're an adult volunteer and you would like to come in. In fact, all we ask of our adult volunteers is that they simply have an open heart and that they are willing to fill out a quick background check and an right. online application. Right?
We are careful.
We are very careful about that. But we do welcome locally in New York City and also in Atlanta. We welcome adults who have a big heart and want to come in and have a moment where they can really connect with a child. And for us in the reading centers, it's not necessarily about here's your homework, these are the words you have to read. It's more about enjoying and sharing a story together. And that takes two, really, to share something. And in that moment, we see those bonds being formed. And through the reading centers, we do have various programs and lots of fun stories that come out of those programs on a daily basis. But we do have a lot of people who are interested in participating. So if you're listening and you'd like to hear more about our Reading Center programs, please check us out. We've got a link on our website to hear more about our Reading Centers, and we would love to see you. In fact, our Reading Center in New York City is right here in Midtown. It's right steps from Grand Central. We welcome groups of corporate volunteers almost every single day, and of course, individuals as well. Everyone is special when they walk through our doors.
Yeah. And you can always have pajama drives, and you know, because we need the pajamas and the books. And if that's easier or more along the lines of how you like to work with friends and things, have a pajama and book drive.
Yeah.
Right. I'm here with Jamie Dice, the Executive Director of Pajama Program, and Genevieve Paturo, who is the founder of Pajama Program. Now, ladies, can you just let me know where you're at now and then where you're headed?
Sure. So to date, we have delivered over 6 million pajamas and books to children around the country, as well as Puerto Rico, with the help of our amazing sponsors and donors, and of course, our volunteer chapter presidents and all of their teams and our incredible staff. But as we begin to look to the future, we look at our success as far as being able to collect and distribute pajamas and books, which are really the tools for a comforting bedtime routine. And we know now that our mission is to add another level to that. We believe, as I mentioned, that all children have this right to a good night for a good day. And our mission is to promote and support a comforting bedtime routine for children affected by instability. So as we begin to continue to expand through our fantastic partnerships and through great volunteers around the country, we're looking to really help the caregivers and really give them more information and really meet them where they're at to understand what are the needs at bedtime when you're with the children in your care. What are some of the challenges that you face and how can we support you? And through our gifts, obviously, of pajamas and books, which will always be the cornerstone of our work, and we rely on so many out there in the community to help us. We're hoping to also build and develop programs that will really address this issue around routine. As we know, and we've learned from talking to so many over the years, one antidote to instability is routine. So having this ritual at night, and I think about when I was a kid and my mom, who taught pre-K for over 30 years, she would tuck me in every night and, you know, read these fun stories. And it was less about the reading and it was more about that moment. And I would be willing to venture that for most adults who are there at night with kids and they're tucking them in, whether it's a parent, a grandparent, a friend, a staff person, maybe at a group home, whoever's there at night knows that that is the most vulnerable time of day for a child. You know, they may get off the bus and you might say, "Hey, how was your day?" And they ignore you and they go right into the house and they're, you know, on their phones or whatever they're doing. But it's at the end of the day, right before they're about to close their eyes, that they keep trying to make you stay longer to tell you about their day and to tell you the things that are on their mind. And we are looking to build comforting bedtime routines for children all around the country so that they feel this safe closeness with the person who's there at night.
It sounds so simple. And when we started, we did think this is simple. We can do this. But it is so much more, like Jamie is saying, and it goes so, so deep. And we all feel it.
You're right, because I mean, you speak about comforting bedtime routine, and with my children, I was always going to be structured once I had children. So I am very structured, but both of my children love when I read to them, and I give them their bottles, I read to them, and that's the most important time because we're there as a family, and it's intimate. And I love what you both are doing through Pajama Program. Is there anything that you want to leave the listeners with?
Well, Tiffany, just like you're saying, all moms and dads,
right,
feel that intimacy. That's the time that your child can tell you anything. And that's everything.
And I just wanted to add that it's with thanks to our generous donors really around the country that we are able to do the work that we do. We are a very small team at Pajama Program. We can't be there at night with every single child that we support, but there are thousands and thousands of caregivers around the country who are there at night. And if you will only help us help them, we would greatly appreciate it, and it will really allow us to do the work that we're doing at Pajama Program. I hope you'll visit us at our website, and if you have any questions or would like to learn more, please reach out. Pajamaprogram.org.
I want to thank you so much, Jamie and Genevieve, for coming in just to tell our listeners everything there is to know about Pajama Program. And again, if any of our listeners want more information, you can visit pajamaprogram.org, or you can just simply give them a call.
Yes.
212-716-9757.
Thank you, ladies, so much for coming in. I really do appreciate it.
Thank you,
Tiffany. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Thanks.
That was Jamie Dice, the Executive Director of Pajama Program, and Genevieve Pachuro, who is the founder of Pajama Program. This has been Nash Matters with Tiffany Marie on Nash FM 94.7.
If you'd like your organization or charity featured on Nash Matters, contact us through our website at nashfm947.com. And thank you for listening to Nash Matters on New York's Nash FM 94.7.